This is Ozarks at Large. With all the uncertainty in the economy, at least that's what we hear, business leaders have been dealing with the federal government shutdown, healthcare reform, and quite a few other issues and concerns. Recently, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas sat down with Randy Zook, CEO of the Arkansas Chamber of Commerce, Steve Cousins with Lion Oil Company and chairman of the Associated Industries of Arkansas, and Mike Callen, head of Arkansas-Oklahoma Gas Corporation and chairman of the State Chamber of Commerce. During their conversation, Roby asked Randy how the federal government shutdown impacted his organization's members.
Roby, I think the most obvious impact is just the sense of frustration that's been driven by the inability of our political leadership in Washington to get some smart things done. People are sitting on go in this economy. We've got lots of built-up demand. We've got capacity that's underutilized. We've got jobs that are unfilled. We've got all this potential economic activity just waiting for decent fiscal policy out of the federal government. And if and when that happens, I'm optimistic that this economy is going to get back to something like the growth rate that we want in the economy to create the jobs that we want and need to get ourselves back to a healthier situation.
Steve, you have a different perspective. Federal government shutdown, how's it impacted Lion Oil?
Well, strangely, it hasn't impacted us very much at all. It's business as usual. I know I've got a daughter that works for the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. It's affected her life quite a bit.
Yeah.
But I do have a lot of other friends in the business community that have been impacted. I know another company in our area needs an air permit pretty bad, and it's held up by the fact that the federal workers that work on that are furloughed. So it's a big problem for a lot of people. For other people, it's no problem.
But regulatory, though, that's definitely an area where we've seen some. As representing the Associated Industries of Arkansas, there's got to be some ripple effect there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There are a number of companies that need government action, and there's no government to act.
How about you, Mike?
Well, we're all seeing friends and neighbors who are furloughed, creating additional hardships on their families. What we're seeing the most of is just the added uncertainty that it's bringing to the economy, especially in the Fort Smith area. We have a very heavy industrial presence in Fort Smith, and it is just one other thing that the plant owners and plant managers are looking at to decide: are we going to ramp back up and try to get this economy moving again?
You know, I know you guys talk to a lot of the government leaders a lot. You talk to a lot of your congressional officials, Senate officials, day in, day out, not to mention at the state level, but particularly at the federal level. And I talk to them, too, and it seems like no matter how much talking to there is, it doesn't seem like there's much breakthrough. But I still talk to a lot of business CEOs who tell me they're fairly optimistic that Washington can eventually get this right. Why is there still that optimism there? You guys are CEOs of your organizations.
We've seen this movie before. You know, at the 11th hour, we're going to get a deal.
Well, we're past the 11th hour.
Well,
I think we're past midnight on some of these deals.
Well, we're close. But I just think we're going to come together and come up with something that works, even though it will likely be a short-term fix. It'll be a kick the can down the road.
Do you guys remain optimistic that a solution gets, that we don't continue every 6 months or so, just like you said, kicking this can down the road?
Well, I think it's a pattern that is going to repeat again in the future, but the political issues of the day are the big problem at first, and then now, after a few weeks of this, the big problem is that things are starting to fall apart for a lot of people, and they just have to fix it. They don't really have an option.
Is it something the uncertainty, is it something you can build into your projections, your business model, does it just kind of keep you on hold from making decisions about something that you want to let go with?
From our standpoint, it's that you put things on hold. You stay in that holding pattern until you can see a little bit of certainty or predictability out there. It's very tough to make an investment. Especially a substantial investment, if you don't know what the outcome is and you don't know what the return on that is going to be.
Let's talk about what's going on in hiring. I'm going to stay with you, Mike. Let's talk about what you're seeing. We're kind of into the first of the fourth quarter here, typically a time of the year where we do see a little bit of ramp up for people to anticipate, and certainly in certain industries we see some more ramp up than others. But what are you seeing in terms of the hiring environment out there right now? A, is there qualified workforce out there for the needs that you think exist? And B, do you see employers ready to start pulling the trigger, putting people on the payrolls?
We feel like we're pretty well blessed with a good workforce in Fort Smith, and we've been hit very hard. Those workers have been hit very hard with the loss of some of our larger industries in that area. So we believe, for the most part, from a manufacturing perspective, that the workforce is there, the workforce is qualified. What we're seeing as a company is that the quality of the individuals out there for us to hire, especially at the professional level, is just top notch. It is certainly a buyer's market when you're hiring, and there's a very, very good workforce pool out there for our positions.
So the supply is high, but the demand is low?
It is for us right now. We're not adding people. We're down from 263 employees 15 years ago to 208, and that's all been done by utilizing technology. But yeah, I think it is a buyer's market out there for the workforce.
Interesting. All right, Steve, what about you? El Dorado, the city of gold. I mean, come on.
Well, El Dorado is a little unique, and Union County is for the state of Arkansas. We have a lot of process technology industries, petroleum processing, chemical plant type operations. The five of those that are located right in the El Dorado area have added about 900 jobs in the last 5 years, going on to the prospective jobs in the next couple of years. And these are STEM jobs, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. They're better paying than the traditional older jobs. And the counties come together. Our local community college now has an associate's degree in process technology to train people to run and operate those facilities.
So the workforce is there for
those
900?
Workforce is there, and we're training. All these plants have the same demographics of a lot of retiring baby boomers, and so we're working hard to train the next generation.
Is it people moving into the El Dorado or Union County community, or are you finding it in the existing population that's down there? Do you have a sense of that?
It's some of both, but I think it's mostly existing population.
Mm-hmm. All right, Randy, what do you see on the hiring horizon out there?
Well, I get mixed, sort of a mixed bag. It depends on where you are. As Mike says, they've got plenty of supply of good, competent, readily available folks. In other areas, we're short. We don't have the skills. We simply don't have the body count in some places. So it's a mixed bag. Northwest, Washington, and Benton counties, it's just, pedal to the metal. Every job, every business is growing. They're all hiring. People are moving into the area. In other parts of the state, we see population continuing to decline because there just aren't any jobs in the area. And in lots of other places, as Steve mentioned, this structural thing around the retirement of the present workforce is really starting to bite. We're seeing plants where 20-30% of the employees are reaching retirement age, and those plants are having some tough times in some places finding the folks they need. So it's a mixed bag.
That was Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas, speaking with Randy Zook, CEO of the Arkansas Chamber of Commerce, Steve Cousins with Lion Oil Company and Chairman of the Associated Industries of Arkansas, and Mike Callen, head of Arkansas-Oklahoma Gas Corporation and Chairman of the State Chamber of Commerce. You can hear more from the interview at talkbusiness.net. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.